My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information that is vital for your good health. Today we have to keep our ears open and we need to be listening to as much information as possible because sometimes the information we need to hear doesn't have all the bells and whistles on it, and it doesn't promote instantaneous changes in our life. Sometimes the information we need to hear are for those lifestyle choices and changes that we should be making, and maybe a little bit of patience to regain some of the health that we've lost along the way, which isn't what we always want to hear. We want to hear the quick and easy magic wand theory, but, you know, we really can't follow that because it really doesn't exist. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we talk about the relevant topics for today's world, the things that affect us today in our world, and things that we can do and things that we can change, and maybe some updates that might just make our life a little bit better and a little bit healthier. So sometimes some small, tiny changes can bring monumental differences to our overall health. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you, as it fits in your schedule. It's a really good tool. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, doing the job that we need help and support with every day, which is doing research, educating, so they can talk with us when we go in and make sure that we have all the tools we need to make those really good choices to move forward in a healthy way. They take out the guesswork, they separate the misinformation, and they carry the best of the best products every day with great prices and a fully packed store and a full service environment. Stay Healthy. That's what they're trying to help you do. And the namesake of the store is just that. Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to take the time to visit the store, bring your questions with you, and walk out with great peace of mind that this time around, you're going to be heading in a healthy direction. Remember to visit their webpage, which is under construction but really moving well, stayhealthylasvegas.com. The coupon is active, so you can print a $5 off coupon and use it on your next $50 purchase in the store. And of course, give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well, so you can follow their page and be connected to them every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking about garlic. Not any garlic, of course, kyolic garlic. That's really the only garlic I ever talk about here. And, of course, nobody better to be here than himself, Jay Levy, to talk with us about all the good information about this amazing line. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is a highly educated individual, well-known in our industry, all throughout the nutritional arena, and has been in the industry for more than 30 years. During the time he was Southwest Regional Manager working in the Texas area from 1989 to 92, then he was transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 1995. In 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager, and in 2003, he was again promoted to Director of Sales, a position of which he currently holds. Jay's pretty well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups and consumers and retailers. He has an extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of kyolic aged garlic extract. He's also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appeared on live television and conducted live radio broadcast. We get the pleasure to have Jay here every single month on my show, and it's always great to have him here. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How's everything in your world?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
How are you bearing the heat this year?
in Southern California, our summer really doesn't hit till kind of mid to end of July, so we're really just kind of in it. It wasn't too bad out here. We're going to get a couple months of warm weather.
You know, I think one of the things that we're dealing with out here is the same thing we deal with every year when everybody goes, was it this hot last year? And you're just like, oh, yes. And the same group of people, when it cools down, will say, wow, is it this cool last year in the winter months? Yes. So I think people have short memories.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You know, that's one thing that I can't complain about too much is the weather in Southern California.
Let me ask you a question. Somebody just chimed into me yesterday, and I saved the question for today because, you know, they were talking about different parts of the country, and they asked this question, which I thought was good. They said, do people ask the same questions in all parts of the country about health and nutrition, or are the questions different depending on the geographic area? So I thought I would ask some of my guests, but you get to be the first one I ask.
Well, of course there are some geographic differences, and there are certain health concerns that different regions in the country have than others. You know, certain regions have more allergens in the air, so there's more, you know, immune and allergy issues. You know, colder climates, people probably, you know, aren't exercising quite as much. And I would say there are some minor differences, but, you know, a product like Kyolic that's been in the market this long, it pretty well branded in all the different regions.
I think you're very, very right there. Yeah, that was interesting. Just an interesting question. You know, the questions are so much different today, so much as they were 10 years ago, 20, 30, even up to close to 40 years ago. So, you know, because we have a lot more to ask questions about.
You know, I'm always kind of taken aback by questions. And you know, being with the company for 30 years and knowing the product and knowing the category as well as I do, you know, and I'm always interested in, you know, the scientific research we have and, you know, what it can do for you and how it can help. And, you know, a product like garlic, I mean, the first thing they think of is the odor. And, you know, because of the aging process and the product being odorless, you know, I really don't even give that a second thought. But that's what people are most concerned about, not how good it is for you or what it can do for you. You know, they're concerned about the odor.
You know, the interesting thing about garlic is, you know, I was raised, in the Midwest, and my grandmother used a lot of things like castor oil and cod liver oil, and she was a big believer in garlic, and that was just, of course, we used regular garlic back then, but she used to put it in olive oil and mash it down and make things you'd rub on your chest when you were sick, and you get a spoonful of it with garlic and honey when you were sick, and it was a go-to for her. And I know that in her later years, she started using Kyolic, started using the liquid and all that kind of stuff. And she just thought it was just a dream that she didn't have to do all that work and that this was so much better and you didn't stink. And she loved that. So, but you know, some of these wonderful folklore kind of in the family for generations, you know, routines, they've been around a long time and that mentality is carried over.
Yeah, I would say you're very lucky that you had somebody that had that folk knowledge and knew what was good. You know, and I've said many times, garlic is arguably the oldest medicinal plant used by man. So, I mean, there's thousands of years of empirical evidence and you know, usage, human usage. So, I think it's absolutely well established.
Let me ask you a quick question. When you take a look at garlic for the very first time, you're at a health food store, why are there so many different kinds of garlic that are out there? Yeah. You know, and for me, the decision is so easy. I made the decision many, many, many years ago because I didn't want to smell. And the taste of some of those oil pearls and the taste of some of those things, just they did not resonate with my digestive system well. I mean, I like you, I like a little garlic in my food. If I eat Italian food, I love garlic, you know, but to crush up and eat a clove every day, there's just no way I could do it. It would kill my stomach.
Yep, it would. No, it's not that great for you is the problem. But, you know, the good thing about raw fresh garlic, it's just difficult to eat a whole bunch of it. You can eat a little bit of it, eat a whole bunch of it. It's just difficult. Now, to go back to your question about the different types of garlics, you know, really there's not that many types of garlics. There are many brands of garlic, but the manufacturing process, there's really only three products, and that's, you know, aged garlic extract, which Kyolic is the one and only. Mm-hmm. Then there are garlic powders, which is the predominance of the market. And then there are, like you mentioned, the garlic oils. And, you know, the companies that have the garlic powder, they're basically heat dehydrated garlic powders. Of course, when you dehydrate something, you remove all the water. And a garlic bulb, you know, when you remove all the water, you remove water-soluble sulfur compounds, water-soluble amino acids. You know, you really remove a lot of the things that are good for you in it when you dehydrate it. With the garlic oil products, similar process, except it's a steam distillation process where they steam distill the garlic bulb, once again removing all the water, removing all the amino acids and sulfur compounds. So most, you know, just because there's a different label, it's from a different company, products are basically the same. Kyolic aged garlic extract is the one and only. And, you know, there are lots of companies out there that have garlic products and lots of really good companies. And unfortunately, I just don't think their garlic products are, you know, that high quality. But companies are good.
You know, every time I see that picture, the one you have that has all of the silver bins where things are being fermented or aging, if you will, there is a fermentation process that goes on, or is it just the aging?
Yeah, no, it's not a fermentation process.
It's not a fermentation.
There's no bacteria involved. It's basically organically grown garlic, water, okay, and ethanol alcohol for extraction. Right. And the ethanol alcohol, you know, prevents any bacteria and any fermentation process. However, just to understand the aging process and the bioconversion that happens and what happens to the chemical, you know, compounds in garlic, it's kind of easier to picture a fermentation process, you know, because that's what we think of when we think of aging things, more or often not. But I always tell people, you know, if you age grapes, you get wine. If you age milk, you get cheese. If you age soy, you get tofu, miso. If you age cabbage, you get sauerkraut. You can kind of see where I'm going with this. If you age milk, you get yogurt. The foods tend to get a little healthier, a little better for you, and different chemical compounds are made through this aging process and or through the fermentation process.
You know, when I might have asked you this over the years. We've talked so many times. I have a friend that works in a winery, and as things are aging there, they will go by and they will remove a little bit of wine and they will do a smell and a taste to check, you know, the process of how the wine is aging and fermenting and all that. And I always wondered if people went by these big silos that you have and they took a little bit out and just kind of smelled and tasted the garlic to see if it was doing the same thing. Or is it down to a science now where you know the day and everything when it's ready?
Well, no, it's a natural process. So,
okay,
yes, there is some science involved, but no, it's a natural process. And yes, you know, we call those tanks you're talking about stainless steel aging tanks, basically.
They're
about 2 tons. And once again, they have the organically grown garlic and water and ethanol alcohol in there. And that organically grown garlic sits in this solution for up to 20 months. Now, to go back to your point about your friend at the winery, yes, there are certain intervals and checkpoints that we do in the aging process. And it's not, there are physical, and they do look at it to check the color. I don't really think they taste it. I think they're testing it for a certain level of certain water-soluble sulfur compounds, ethylocysteine, S1PC. There's a whole list of sulfur compounds that we're checking for to make sure they're at the appropriate levels.
You know, I save this story for you. I was at a restaurant, a couple months ago, and I was having breakfast, and there was an older man and woman sitting across from me, and they were speaking German, and then they would go back to English, and they were sitting there. So we had our order, and they had their order, and the tables were kind of close, you know, where they were, like, divided, but you were pretty close to the people next to you. And the friend and I that was with me, he kind of nodded his head, and I looked over, and she had her little bottle of Kyolic garlic liquid next to her. And she had put honey on her toast, and then she took the garlic, crazy, and she put like 15 drops of it, and then used her knife and mixed it with the honey on her toast. And then she just went on like it was the most normal thing in the world. And she had her toast and her breakfast, and I looked over and I caught her eye and I said, Kyolic garlic? And she goes, every morning with breakfast. And it was just so matter of fact, and so like, you don't do this? And it was just, I told her, we chatted for a little while, and I just said, I always love seeing people doing this. And she says, I've been doing this for years. And I thought to myself, I said, do you use regular garlic? She goes, no. She goes, I get all I need with my Kyolic. And she probably was, oh my goodness, I would say late 80s. And I guess she's been doing it for a very, very long time. But that was just so bizarre just to see that happen right in front of me. You know, I was looking for the camera, like the candid camera kind of thing to come out. But it was just so natural for her because she was like, oh, you don't do this?
Well, I would think that she probably gets that question a lot.
And I bet.
Again, to get it from you, you know, it was probably a surprise for her, you know, for you to even know what it was.
I'm sure it was. I was just kind of like, wow. So there's a lot of things going on out there. You know, people learn, they hear, you know, they hear conversations, they read articles, they hear radio shows. And you always wonder who you're influencing because you never know who's listening with shows. I have people, I'll get emails and stuff from people from the East Coast or from Canada, from Mexico or from, you know, other countries around the world and say, hey, I heard your program today. I'm coming to the United States in a couple of months. I want to pick some of those up. We can't get any of that over here or wherever we are. We don't have health food stores where we are. And I thought to myself, you never know who you're touching.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've said before, and, you know, kind of proud of this fact, you know, Kyolic aged garlic extract is available in 50 countries worldwide.
I love it.
You know, so it is available in other countries, but there are certain places that you can't get it. And, you know, it's nice that, like you say, that people do find out and you know, people do get the message.
Well, it's an information world today. And, you know, you and I are old dogs. We come from a time when we didn't have information at our fingertips. We had to do the work. We had to go to the library. We had to get the books. We had to read the books, do the research, you know, use that old Dewey Decimal System in the library and go searching in the stacks for books. And, you know, that's how we did it back then. We didn't have the swiping and the Google and all that kind of stuff and computers and smartphones and all that. We didn't have smart anything, you know, so we had to do the work. So I think when you had to work so hard for it, I don't know. I think I appreciate all that hard work because that stuff stuck with me where it's so easy today to get information on something real quick. And a lot of the information we get today is more opinion than fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked about it many times. Yes, the access to information is so much better and it gets around so much quicker. But the problem with that is there's just lots of bad information out there also, and you have to, you know, educate yourself, talk to enough people, go to places like Stay Healthy where, you know, people have a you know, an understanding of health and the products and, you know, find out that way.
Question for you. This just came in. It said, Jeff, maybe your guest can answer this for me. My doctor recommended a product for me for erectile problems, and I tried two or three of them. I got headaches. It gave me blurred vision, and I didn't get the effect I was trying. My wife listens to your show all the time, as do I when I'm in town. She bought me this Kyolic Lucky 7. I've been taking it for about a month now. I've had no side effects. I get energy from it, and it really has made a difference in the area with which I took the other medications. Why would something natural work better than the prescription? Good question.
That is a good question, and I don't know that I'm really, really prepared to answer it. I do know, you know, that there are a lot of products out there, good and bad, of course, that give you energy and cause you to kind of be jittery and kind of amp you up a bit. And that was absolutely not where we were going, you know, when we started designing this product. We wanted something that was, you know, slow, steady, and like you say, you want to be able to, you know, you want a little energy, you want to feel it, but you don't want so much that it makes you uncomfortable. And, you know, the seven ingredients in this, we really, you know, did our due diligence, looked at the dosages that were safe and effective, looked at the combination, and came up with the seven ingredients that the reviews are fantastic.
I think that the product has done really well, and I've had men in many age groups that have told me that they like it, and some of them took it just because they said, I wanted to bring something in that was just for guys, you know, just like a man's formula. And I said, well, there you go.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like I said, you know, safe and effective or products are really, really what we're looking for. And unfortunately, you know, with a lot of drugs, some of them are effective, some of them aren't. Some of them are safe, and some of them aren't.
Here's a question for you. I don't think I've ever had this question before. It says, Jeff, I'm getting ready to have my baby next month. My doctor told me to use a prenatal and extra folic acid, omega-3s, DHA, and I told him I wanted to take my garlic. He said he didn't know much about it, but said, go ahead, it should be fine. My question is, when I have the babies, should I discontinue the garlic because I'm afraid that will it affect the milk negatively? I'm not really sure. Just thought I would throw it at you. Don't know if you know.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And of course, you want to be careful in instances like that. But we actually have some data showing that nursing mothers who were taking aged garlic extract, the children actually nursed more and they produced more milk. So, you know, just the contrary of it being unsafe. It's actually good, but it's up to everybody and everybody's own, you know, comfort level and opinion level, but absolutely no problem. You know, it's a food. It's perfectly safe to take.
You know, I don't think I've ever had that question before. I got to send her a note and ask her if she didn't listen, she can tune in and go to the podcast. Here's a question that came in. I love to say this. I actually have a file called Jay's File, you know, that I just put these in when they come in. People want to ask you these questions. I'm on a statin medication, have been for a couple years. Don't know why I'm still on it. Lost weight, changed my diet. Everything is good. I'm planning on talking to my doctor about titrating me off of this. I also use the cholesterol 104 formula, been using it for a long time. Wondering if I decide and my doctor takes me off of the other product, the statin, can I still continue to use the cholesterol 104 even though I've made all the lifestyle changes? I say yes.
Absolutely. Of course. You know, and I'm not here to you know, debate the safety, the efficacy of cholesterol medication or whatever, but we do know it's a fact that 50% of people that have heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. So, you know, high cholesterol is you know, not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. And in most cases, you know, having high levels of cholesterol in your body is not a bad thing. When it's oxidized cholesterol, when it's hardened cholesterol, when you have atherosclerosis, that's the issue. But cholesterol itself is good for you, healthy, and it's, you know, it's essential for life, and it's in every structure and function in the body.
I agree 100%. And, you know, it is in a different mindset today than it was, let's say, 20 years ago when they used to first start. I mean, they wanted the world to be on statins. I think they were going to try to put it in the water supply. And, you know, and I have a lot of friends that are in the medical field. And many of them are surgeons or physicians that, you know, work on different parts of the body. But a lot of them say that they take a statin every day as a preventive. And I just kind of shake my head. You know, I never say anything because it's kind of like that physician mentality. You know, they're trying to get ahead of the eight ball. And I keep thinking to myself, if I didn't need something, I would definitely not take it.
Well, when you lower cholesterol, when you lower lipids in your body, you know, it has an impact on brain function. It has an impact on your sexual health. It has an impact on a lot of things, on your energy levels, on your muscle mass, on all kinds of things. And I think people are, you know, are starting to figure that one out.
I think so, too. Here's the feedback. It says, Jeff and Jay, thank you so much for recommending the Candida Cleanse, the number 102 from Kyolic. After years and years of suffering with yeast problems, I finally got rid of it about 10 years ago, made dramatic dietary changes, fasted, did everything right. And over the last probably 8 years, I was really, really good up until last year when I fell off and dove back into sugar and carbs and all that stuff, went through a lot of stress and ended up with chronic yeast once again. So bad that it was coating my tongue with thrush and I was having constant urinary tract and yeast infections and bladder infections and kidney infections. So I went back on the diet that I had talked to you about 15 years ago, Jeff, the first time, and I started taking that number 102, Kyolic, and I'm happy to say that after about 60 days, it seems like I'm completely clear. I will not fall off again.
Well, no, that's a great story. And, yeah, you know, once again, it's funny that people, for whatever reason, stop doing what made them feel good and made them feel healthy. You know, and once again, these are supplements. They're not drugs. They're food. They can be taken daily, you know, at a relatively safe level. Of course, you know, for oil-soluble compound, you need to watch, you know, your intake. But please, if it's working for you, continue.
Do you fall off once in a while?
Of course. Me too. And, you know, Jeffrey, it's like what you said in your opening monologue. You know, small changes can have monumental benefits. And you know, if you're not trying at all, then, well, what can you do? But if you're trying, you know, you're going to see results. And, you know, you're going to be encouraged to try new things and do things differently.
I agree. We're talking to Jay Levy today. We are talking about Kyolic. It's the only garlic I recommend. I've been recommending it for decades, and I think it should be a part of everyone's nutritional supplement regime. There's a lot of products to choose from. You can pick one, and you can find the one that works the best for you. I recommend going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, talking to them about the best garlic for you, and then choosing accordingly. Look at the other things that are added to the formula. Make sure that you're not taking too much of something else that you're already getting from a different area. But I will tell you, it'll be one of the best things you add. I'll be right back with Jay Levy. We're talking Kyolic. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Cardiovascular, Blood Pressure Health, Cholesterol, and Circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. It's a place where you can go and get your answers to your questions so you are not so frustrated, and you also have a good chance to be able to get yourself aimed in the right direction, which is really, really important. Not only are they in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but they're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Kyolic Garlic products available every single day at Stay Healthy. Ask your questions and find out which of these awesome formulas is great for you to put into your daily nutritional regimen, and then start getting the benefits every single day, right from the get-go. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking with Jay Levy. We're talking about Kyolic Garlic. And interestingly enough, Jay, everybody I talk to today, it seems like when we end up working out kind of their regimen, I end up adding garlic to almost everybody's routine. And it just seems like, you know, it just fits in so many different areas, you know, and it's not this one size, you know, puts everybody in the same program, but it brings so many different benefits to the table that it's really hard to find somebody that would not benefit from it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I absolutely think it's a foundational supplement, foundational nutrient, along with the multiple probiotics, you know. There are a few things that I think you're right that everybody can take. And, you know, with over 850 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of the product, you know, the predominance of the research has been cardiovascular health. And, you know, it's one nutrient that has a positive impact on every single major cardiovascular risk factor. There's not even a drug that can do that. So, you know, as far as cardiovascular health, pretty phenomenal. But what, you know, not everybody has cardiovascular disease, but everybody needs, you know, to strengthen their immune system and to detoxify the liver and do things that, you know, just from living in this modern world, we're exposed to all kinds of environmental toxins. So, you know, just the benefits you would get from that, to me, are well worth it.
This one just came in. It says, "Hey guys, love your show. Love hearing the two of you talk. I learn one new thing at least every time you guys are on. I just wanted to throw in my two cents. I started using the immune formula from Kyolic Garlic a couple years back. I started September 1st every year. I use it all the way through May, and then I go to my green formula for the rest of the year. I have not been sick, not had an allergy, not had a flu, a sniffle, a cold, or anything since I started this. I tell everybody that I meet out there that I see suffering to bring in this formulation, and some listen, some don't, but I'm going to tell them anyway. Thanks for your show."
Yeah, no, that's a great comment. You know what I would say to that is, you know, don't just depend on one nutrient. Don't just depend on Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. I assume, you know, the listener probably takes pretty good care of himself, probably gets plenty of rest, probably exercises a bit and tries to eat as healthy as possible. You know, if you can just make an effort to do those things, you're going to see benefits.
Well, you know, I think sometimes people don't get the clarity and the importance of how much everything adds up together, like you said, which really does make good sense. It's a good reminder that diet and exercise and eating fruits and vegetables and drinking water and managing your stress and learning how to be more positive and less negative and doing good things and all those things add up together. Right. You can't run on just one thing, but one thing can be very powerful in the mix of others.
Yeah. And of course, you can't let, you know, falling off the wagon or eating too many cookies or doing something, you know is not right. You can't let that completely derail you. It's going to happen every now and then. You just have to do your best to control it. And, you know, the things that you can do that are positive, you know, you need to accentuate those things.
I mean, I would be the first to admit it. I make laugh at myself all the time. I've fallen off the wagon, then I've dusted off and gotten back on. I've had times in my life when I've fallen off the wagon, I've tucked and rolled and ran away. I mean, you know, we've all done weird things, you know, and then we sometimes pay the price for our actions, but that's just human nature.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Just don't get discouraged and keep trying to do the best you can do.
I had, took my one of my dogs in to have her groomed, and she had an ear infection in her left ear, and I brought her home, and she was like really rubbing it bad, but I had her groomed and they cleaned everything out and came home and put the liquid garlic in there in the morning and night, and by the third day she stopped itching. It was completely good. I re-cleaned it out and everything was fine. It really is my go-to for so many different things.
Well, that's a great story. Mm-hmm. It's nice you know, that you take care of your friend that way.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question. I'm not sure about this. It says that I'm on antibiotics right now, and I started taking a real heavy dosage of kyolic garlic because I'm on my third round of antibiotics, and they're not able to hit the infection. My doctor said take anything you want from your natural remedy box, is what he calls it, so I'm taking a lot more. Would you ask Jay if three with every meal is too much?
The recommended dosage is basically 1,200 milligrams,
right,
or 1 gram, which is roughly 4 capsules per day, according to the formula. But most of them are average around 300 milligrams each. I'm not sure what formula the listener was talking about, mm-hmm, but to answer the question, it is perfectly safe to take higher dosages. It's aged garlic extract. All the harsh chemical compounds, the ones that are responsible for the odor and the irritative effects of the stomach, the lining of the stomach, the throat, all those things are, you know, not found in aged garlic extract because of the aging process. So perfectly safe to take higher dosages, and, you know, particularly in time of need.
Have we ever asked this question before? Somebody wants to know about the cloves of garlic, the equal value to using a kyolic formula. She says, I use the green label formula, have been using it for a decade now, and I've always wondered if fresh garlic, if it does actually relate to it in value, because I know it's really different in its raw state.
Yep. Well, to answer the question, no, you really can't equate the two, because exactly the manufacturing process and the chemical makeup of raw fresh garlic and aged garlic extract are completely different. But people always want comparisons. What we do have is we have the antioxidant comparison between aged garlic extract and raw fresh garlic. And because you've heard of raw fresh garlic being nature's antibiotic, anti means against, biotic means life, it has antibiotic properties, not antioxidant properties, where with aged garlic extract, it will not kill anything in the body. What it does, it gives the body the nutrition, the fuel it needs to do the job. So we know that taking aged garlic extract is actually better for you than eating raw fresh garlic. And I know that's counterintuitive. Usually, you know, food is the best way to do it. But in this case, you know, man really did improve on nature and made it more safe, easier to take, and better for you.
Thank you. That was good. That was a good explanation. Here's a good one. She just typed this in. She says, oh, my goodness, I'm cleaning my cabinets this morning, and I found a bottle of kyolic garlic in the back of my cabinet that expired 6 months ago. I don't want to throw it out. Can I still use it? Does it still work?
Well, it's an aged product to begin with, so we do get this question a lot.
Oh, I bet you do.
The only thing I would say, that the aged garlic extract will still be good, no problem. What would be a concern would be which particular formula taking and what other nutrients are in the formula. You know, vitamins that go old usually aren't toxic, aren't bad for you. They just, of course, lose potency. With aged garlic extract, you know, we have stability data past 6 years. So should be no problem, just according to what else is in the formula.
This is a really good, thank you for that. That's a great answer. Have you ever heard of kyolic being good for skin problems? The reason that I ask is I went ahead and I followed your diet you recommended, Jeff. You know, it was cleaning out all the junk out of my diet, lots of omega-3s. I was doing all the good stuff, and I was doing really well, but then I kind of hit a wall. And then I heard a friend talk about her psoriasis and eczema that she started using Kyolic garlic. So I started taking it, and my skin got dramatically better from that point forward. Could you ask Jay if he's ever heard of skin benefits with Kyolic?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in a lot of cases, skin problems are autoimmune issues. Mm-hmm. And aged garlic extract, you know, helps to balance. If your immune system is firing too much, it'll calm it down a bit. If it's not firing enough, it'll ramp it up a bit. So it's a modulator. And I've heard that plenty about, you know, skin issues. I would say if it's working, keep doing it.
All right. That's great. Thank you for that. I never get that many texts in unless you're here. This is so crazy. It says, my circulatory system has been kind of faulty for a while. I've been taking some cayenne pepper and butcher's broom, and it seems to help a little bit. I was at Stay Healthy, and I usually take the red label Kyolic garlic, but I switched over to the number 106 this time. Will that work okay, even though I'm already taking some cayenne pepper?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I mean, if you're getting too much cayenne pepper, you'll know your stomach will bother you a little bit, or you'll repeat it a little bit. But no problem. And, you know, the 106 is a great formula with the aged garlic extract, vitamin E, hawthorn, cayenne. Great formula for circulation. However, because of the aged garlic extract, you're going to get those circulatory benefits from all the formulas, even the 101 formula, the red label that you're talking about with the B vitamins. You're going to get, you know, those same circulatory benefits from all the formulas.
All right, perfect. Thank you for that. Here's a question. It says, Jeff, I've been vegan and vegetarian and vegan and then back to vegetarian for a long time now. There was a time when you talk about some of us that we never used to take supplements because I've been doing this for about 30 years. I now take supplements. I take a vegetarian multi. I take some vegetarian omega-3s from algae. Listening to your show, I decided to bring in some garlic. I do use the vegetarian formula. I feel very comfortable with that. Question, would the Kyolic liquid be considered vegetarian?
Kyolic liquid is absolutely vegetarian.
Okay.
You know, in the liquid, it's once again, organically grown garlic, water, and ethanol alcohol. That's the ingredient, so no problem.
Yeah, I mean, I like the liquid, you know. I mean, I like I said, I use it for a lot of things, and sometimes when I'm making my smoothie, I'll just grab it and put it in there too, and, you know, I use it in my ears for ear infections, and... You know, over the summer months, I spoke to a friend of mine, and then she typed something up and handed it to all the kids that was in this big group that she was in because they all went to the pools. And I had them mixing it with a little colloidal silver and, you know, using it for eardrops for the kids because they all get ear infections in the pools, you know, and shared it with their doctor. And, I mean, the doctors were just overjoyed because they see so many ear infections. It's like one of the number ones they see, colds and flus and ear infections with kids.
Yep.
And they were very happy that they were trying something a little bit more preventive or a little bit more natural because a lot of them do that revolving door with the eardrops. I mean, I did it my whole childhood, but we didn't know about this stuff back then.
All right. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that's what happens. You get in that revolving door cycle of those, and, you know, it's hard to break that cycle.
Here's one for you. It says, I had open heart surgery. I'm doing really, really well. I'm recovering fine. My doctor had me on blood thinners for a while. He is actually weaning me down on them, which is great. I showed him my list of vitamins that I want to take. He's going to free me up to start. I had garlic on the list. He said, no problem. I'm wondering which one of these should I look to? He said he doesn't care, but I want to pick the right one.
Well, the right one is the one that has aged garlic extract in it, in my opinion.
That's funny.
But the difficulty in answering that question, and, you know, I don't know what else the listener takes.
Right.
So, but once again, with that said, with the Kyolic formulas, the majority of the formulas and the majority of the ingredients, the nutrient value of the other vitamins, minerals, herbs that are in these formulas are at absolutely safe and efficacious labels. Once again, safety is one thing that we're most concerned of. We're you know, unfortunately, in today's Western society, you know, if a little bit's good for you, then a lot must be better, and that's not always the case. You know, typically nutrients, nutritional supplements, have a little milder impact on the body. They might take a little bit longer to see benefits. It might take 90 days where, you know, taking a drug, you might notice something in the first week. But the side effects and the problems that drugs have on the body, you don't have those same issues with nutrients. You know, you don't have side effects. You only have, you know, side benefits from taking nutrients.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And that's one of my favorite things about this field is when somebody goes into an idea of a philosophy of using a product for a specific reason and they get those benefits. But then I talked to them a couple months later and they said, did you know that this and this and this and this are all things that happened when I started using this? And I had no idea. I call them radiated benefits, you know, and just that you weren't asking for. And they were really, really pleased that they were able to find something that gave them those added benefits. I mean, we don't see that as much with the pharmaceuticals, but you do see it a lot in the naturopathic or in the holistic field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know each case is different.
Sure.
And you know, there are times when medicine is absolutely the right way to go. For me personally, you know, the thought of having to take a drug every single day for the rest of my life, I just can't bear it. I don't know what it is, you know, to take a prescription for, you know, for a week or two, I can do that. But to think that, oh, I'm going to be on this for the rest of my life, to me, I would prefer, you know, to try to do it myself, to try to do it as naturally as possible, and do it through diet and exercise. And, you know, there are a lot of people that say, no, you just can't do it that way. But I'm not in agreement with that. I think you can make yourself healthier by doing the right things.
Do you still find people out there that it's just brand new to them that garlic is so good for you in supplement form?
Well, I would say yes, of course. You know, garlic is one of those very polarizing little plant. Lots of people, and, you know, you were talking about your grandmother making poultices and patches and having you, you know, put it on a spoon with garlic and with honey and other things. You know, there's half the population, you know, grew up that way, and then half the population grew up with no garlic at all. For whatever reason, you know, didn't want to deal with the odor and the side effects of raw, fresh garlic. When people hear that there's an odorless alternative, in a lot of cases, unfortunately, they are skeptical. Just when you say garlic, typically the first thing that comes to people's mind is the odor. Yes, of course, we still hear it. Which I'm with you. It's amazing because, you know, we're interested in health. We're involved every day, and, you know, to hear it for the first time, it always seems a little strange. But of course, you know, that's good. People are getting the word, and if people are asking about it, you know, that's the only way you can find out.
Here's a good one. We'll end on this. It says, I picked up a bottle of the Lucky 7, and I was happy to see that it didn't have the garlic in it because I wanted to still be able to take my Kyolic garlic separately. I'm assuming that they work okay together.
Yeah, they absolutely work okay together. And, you know, I honestly think in Lucky 7, aged garlic extract is the only ingredient missing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and we have so many products with aged garlic extract in it. Of course, that's what we are. But you know, to put it into every single product we have, just for reasons like that, you know, we might have a great product like Lucky 7, and then we add aged garlic extract, and somebody doesn't want to take garlic. So you just really never know. You can't please everybody, but absolutely continue to take Kyolic aged garlic extract along with Lucky 7.
One more question. Traveling, getting ready to leave, I usually take 4 a day of my Kyolic garlic. I'm going to a part of the world where I'm going to be surrounded by a lot of germs, a lot of infection, and a lot of bacteria. I'm in the Peace Corps. I'm getting really nervous. Can you ask your guests real quick if I can increase my dosage for my own sanity?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. No problem. Totally safe. Once again, with, you know, we're celebrating our 45th year in the United States. Our parent company in Japan has been in existence for, I think, 62 years or so. So there is tons and tons of usage and evidence of safety at high doses. Absolutely no problem.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you once again. It's always such a good pleasure having you here. Thank you for all you do. And, of course, pass a thank you on to the company for keeping this amazing line of products in our fingertips.
My pleasure, Jeffrey. Thank you. And looking forward to talking to you and seeing you soon.
Have a great day. Be well, my friend.
Thank you.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Have you tried it? You don't have to smell. You know, we all love lasagna, but we don't like smelling like it. You know, you get the benefits when you're dealing with the aged garlic extract from Kyolic. Why not take the time to let it do what it does for you, and it does it so well. Going to stay healthy, check out the full line of products from Kyolic Garlic. There's so many to choose from, and you really can't make a mistake, because you're getting that common denominator of the aged garlic in every single container of the garlic products. So, you know, you may find one that works a little bit better for you, and you're going to find that by trying and, you know, experimenting and find the best of the best for you. The bottom line is just get it in. Keep it in your body. Let it work for you and start getting all the amazing benefits. This line has been around a long time. Like Jay just said, you know, the mother company in Japan in their 65th year, over 40 years here in the United States. Great longevity, hundreds and hundreds of great studies. So I think that you'll be really comfortable adding this in if you haven't already. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the Kyolic Garlic products and ask your questions when you're there. They'll help you narrow it down so that you make the right choice for you about your garlic supplements. You'll be glad you did. I guarantee you that you're going to see amazing benefits. This is probably well over 20 years that I've been using this line of products. So it's definitely a part of my daily regime and always will be. I want my regimen to be strong, you know, so keep it in mind. I think you'll be real pleased. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. That's where you go for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, doing it right every day. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best products in every category, because that's it. That's all they carry, is the best of the best. So you can't make a mistake. You're dealing with companies that have great integrity and think of us first, the consumer. And that's who we want to work with. Those are the products we want to use. And we want to see the benefits from the company doing the work so that we can make great choices and get great results. Remember to like them on Facebook. Give them a thumbs up, because it'll keep you connected to the store with all the wonderful things they have going on. And of course, check out their new webpage, which is under construction, but up and working. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. The coupon is live and activated. Just enter your email address. You can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase, which is always good. And also check out what's going on within the store. Drawings, baskets, all that good stuff. Very soon, they'll be drawing for the Garden of Life basket for the end of August. Nordic basket will be drawn at the end of September. All you have to do is come in and say, I'd like to enter and win. Address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Getting ready for the holiday weekend. Regular hours at the Stay Healthy store today, tomorrow, and Saturday. They're always closed on Sunday, and they will be closed Monday in observance of the holiday. So plan your stocking up and everything ahead of time so you don't end up forgetting that they're closed on Monday. And then they'll be open regular hours from there forward, starting on Tuesday. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, every single day. So you can keep up on the shows. If you miss a show, you can go back. If you want to hear it again, you can go back. If you want to refer a friend to hear a show that you heard, you can send them there as well. I hope you have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself and take the time to be as healthy as you can. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.